We're visiting with Tanner Potter, who was named the Cass County Fair King last night. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us who your folks are.
Brett and Amy Potter of Grisold.
Okay. And what club do you belong to?
The Grisold Clubsters and the Grisold FFA.
How exciting was it for you to be a part of the competition?
It was exciting. I was a part of it last year, so I kind of got familiar with it. Mm-hmm. I kind of got familiar with the process and everything, what you all do. I was a little nervous last year when I talked to you out there, so that didn't go as planned. But this year, it went a lot better.
It's not my fault that you didn't win last year.
No, it's my fault. It's my fault, yeah.
Well, talk a little bit about why you decided to be involved in this in the first place. Why did you ever choose to do this?
Well, our club leaders just, you know, thought. We were only, me and Larissa were the only two seniors in our club, so they just went ahead and signed us up. We wanted to do it last year, and it was fun, so we did it again this year.
Okay. Well, talk about what you've done at County Fair over the years.
I've showed a lot of cattle. I've had big calves, feeder calves. I've helped my sisters with their lambs. I've taken a couple things to the building, but not in recent years. So I've done livestock judging. I've done the tractor pulls. I've done just a variety of different stuff.
What do you have an all-time favorite project that you've done, something you've done here at the County Fair that you're most proud of?
A lot of my calves. My calves have done pretty well up here, so I always take a lot of pride in them because if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. They're over the summer. It takes a lot of time, so I like to get a lot out of it.
Okay. Well, you give the young 4-H'ers and FFA kids some advice. Why should they get involved in stuff like this?
They should get involved in stuff like this because it teaches you a lot of life lessons. Mm-hmm. Just from time management, from managing different sporting activities throughout the year, because you have to manage those, and you have 4-H and FFA and everything on top of each other. So it teaches a lot of time management and responsibility, taking care of your animals, making sure they get done every day, and all that kind of stuff.
You got a busy next few days ahead of you now.
I do, yes, I do.
You did anyway, but now you really do.
Yep.
Good. Well, congratulations again on being named the King, and good luck to you. Have fun this week.
Thank you.
Well, we're visiting with Larissa Backus, who was named the Cass County Fair Queen last night. You look pretty excited.
I'm very excited. I was in complete shock when they said my name. I don't even think it's sunk in yet. I'm so excited.
Why? Well, I mean, why were you in complete shock? You're obviously a good candidate. The judges were impressed. You should be happy, thrilled, and proud, and representing a good group of girls.
Yes, it was a very good group of girls. I can't believe I got it, but I'm mostly confused because on interview day I had a cold and I could barely talk, and so I thought that would take me down a little bit, but obviously it didn't, and they still liked me, so I'm excited.
Very good. Well, talk a little bit about, let's talk about you first. Who are your folks?
Bill and Jenny Backus.
Okay, and what club do you belong to?
Grisold Clubsters and Grisold FFA.
Okay. Talk about some of the things you brought to fair over the years.
Over the years, I've brought in several projects to the building. I've done Best of Iowa, Decorator Showcase, the Fashion Show. Several things. I've shown rabbits. I've shown goats. I showed a feeder calf last year. Mm-hmm. And I think that's about it so far. I'm sure there's other stuff.
You know, in addition to that, I know you're very busy through school and things like that, too. Do you like to be busy all the time?
I love to be busy. I'm not one of those people. I just can't sit around and do nothing. I have to keep going, keep busy. Mm-hmm. I love to do stuff with other people, like teams, and it's a great experience.
Talk a little bit about the other girls who were in the competition with you. You had a pretty good group.
Oh, we had an amazing group. There were so many good girls. That's why I was so confused when I got it, because all of their answers were so good, and I don't know. They're just also good. I don't know.
Just happy.
Yeah,
I'm just happy. Well, talk about what it means now to be able to represent Cass County at the State Fair Queen Competition. That's got to be pretty exciting.
Oh, yes, I'm very excited. I absolutely love the State Fair. I was up there last year as an usher, so I got to be up there the whole time, experience everything, eat everything fried, you know, ride all the rides. I was in all the concerts because we ushered them all, so it'll be great to be back up there this summer.
Well, very good. Well, I asked you on stage, too, but I'll ask you again. Give the youngsters some advice. Why should young people be involved in things like 4-H and FFA?
It's a great way to keep busy, of course. You learn so much from all of it, and it's just a great experience overall. It can take you so many places in life and just prepare you for your future.
Great. Very good. Congratulations again. Thanks a lot, and good
Thank
luck.
You. Thank you very much.
We're visiting with Michaela Summers, who was named the Cass County Fair Princess. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're pretty excited?
Yeah, I was really surprised.
Everybody seems surprised. Tell us about your folks.
My parents are Guy and Kathy Summers. Okay. My dad's a guitar teacher. My mom works at AmCorn and Son.
Okay. And what club are you belong to?
Bear Grove Blazers 4-H Club.
Okay. What's the best thing you've ever done at Cass, aside from this, what's the best thing you've ever been able to do at Cass County Fair?
Honestly, I would probably say the little tractors that you have to paddle like 20 million times to go anywhere. That's always been a blast, and I love doing that. I always feel completely stupid, but, I mean, it's so much fun.
Well, talk about the experience of being involved in this competition with all these girls. You had a pretty good group of girls to work with.
Oh, yeah. They were all great. They were all super nice, really outgoing. I loved it.
Give the 4-H'ers, the young kids, some advice. So why should they be involved in stuff like FFA and 4-H?
I think it's a great experience. I mean, you learn so much. I mean, I've learned how to sew. I've learned how to weld. I've learned basic things like how to take a good picture. You learn so much, and you meet a lot of people, so you make a lot of new friends. And it's nice for me because I don't really branch out much out of Atlantic during school, so 4-H was always a great way to meet people like in surrounding areas. Okay. So.
Well, the Cass County Fair just got a lot busier for you, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
You get to do some awards and things like that. Are you looking forward to meeting some more people this way?
Yeah, I am, actually. I didn't realize what I would have to do if I was any type of royalty. So I've been talking to the former princess. You know, she's like, oh, yeah, you'll be handed all kinds of ribbons. And so that'll be nice because I haven't gone to many, like, shows and stuff, you know. So that'll be a new experience.
Well, good. Well, congratulations. Have fun.
Thank you.
Well, visiting with Blake Miller, he was crowned the Cass County Fair Prince. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us who your folks are.
My father is Gary Miller, and my mother is Shelley Miller.
And what clubs do you belong to?
I belong to the Grant Guys and Gals 4-H Club and the CAM FFA.
All right. You kind of have to belong to the CAM FFA, don't you?
Yeah, because my dad's kind of the advisor.
you just don't have a choice. Well, talk a little bit about the experience. You were dealing with some pretty good young guys and gals in this competition.
Well, it was pretty fun. We came and we took a picture. We had a group picture. We had our individual interview. Our group interview, which is pretty fun, talk about everything. I had just quite a few questions. And then we had a supper, which they were very cruel to us and gave us spaghetti to eat in front of the judges.
A little tough there.
Yes.
Well, it's pretty exciting to be able to have the opportunity now. And now your week got a little busier.
Yep, now I'm going to have to do all the hand out ribbons and awards, and that should be fun to get to do, see all the different shows.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your future then. What's up for you then down the road here?
I don't really know for sure right now, but I think I'm going to go into the medical field. I don't know exactly where yet, but I think I'm going to try to go in for an RN. I don't know for sure, but that's sort of a dump something.
Okay. Yeah. What do you have here at the fair this week?
This week I have FFA sheep. I have four breeding sheep and two market lambs. I have rolls that I took up for the static exhibit at the building, and that's about it.
Very good. Well, give some advice to those young people. We asked you guys out on stage a little bit about advice to the younger kids. Why should they get involved in things like FFA and 4-H?
They should get involved in things like FFA and 4-H because, for one, FFA, I know for sure, is definitely a big thing where you get out there in the community, you get to help others that actually really need your help. You can have a lot of fun. You can run for office. You can be a president, vice president, secretary, and all kinds of things. You get to just have a lot of different opportunities.
Very good. Well, congratulations again. Have fun with it.
Thank you.